Hello, this is Pierre Dorian, Senior Business Continuity Consultant with Mainland Information Systems out of Phoenix, Arizona. Today's discussion will be on disaster recovery testing. We will provide an overview and highlight some of the important things to consider as well as the benefits of testing your disaster recovery plan and procedures. We must first establish why are we testing? What are we expecting and what are we trying to accomplish? What are the end goals when we are conducting a disaster recovery plan test? Some of the important benefits of testing disaster recovery procedures include, first of all, does our plan actually work? It also provides an opportunity to maintain the actual plan. It provides a great training opportunity for the test participants. It also raises the profile of your disaster recovery program and creates awareness within the organization. Also, the test results can be handed to an auditor for review. Now, let's talk about some of the goals. What are we trying to achieve here when we do disaster recovery testing? If we are only trying to demonstrate that our backup software can restore data, what does this actually prove? And we often see that in disaster recovery tests, a simple test of restoring data. Well, all it really proves here is that our backup software works as advertised. And we're not proving much more. This is the minimum you could actually expect from your backup and restore software and does not represent a disaster recovery strategy in itself. Disaster recovery testing has to go beyond simply restoring data from tape. You want to test your documented procedures, your recovery procedures, your disaster alert management and declaration, etc. This is where you expose everything you might have overlooked if you were only restoring data. And simply restoring data does not look at any of these. As we said earlier, a full disaster recovery test will also serve multiple purposes, such as disaster recovery maintenance and or the plan maintenance, that is, and also some good quality training for the project participants, which is why your testing must be all-encompassing and, again, highlighting the importance of not simply restoring data. And, of course, by highlighting any gaps, omissions, or undocumented changes in your environment, you can truly keep your plan up to date. Let's cover some of the important things to consider when testing disaster recovery. First of all, your test cannot always be enterprise-wide. As much as we'd like to, resource availability must be considered and usually will dictate the scope of the test. It's not like you can turn around, stop everything you're doing as a company for a day and test disaster recovery. You should start by drawing a clear test plan and, more importantly, a clear set of objectives that you should define prior to the test. These objectives will be used to measure the success of the test. What you're really wanting to do here is you want to avoid creating a disaster through a test. Your test should really be as non-disruptive as possible. And then another element to consider here, you must remember that success is not necessarily defined, success in terms of a disaster recovery test, is not necessarily defined by the ability to recover everything without a flaw. If you're only identifying gaps or weaknesses in your disaster recovery plan or the recovery procedures themselves, this also represents a measure of success. You're not trying to be successful every time, although you'd like to. But highlighting gaps and exposures is really success. It really represents success. If the only thing you achieved at the end of your test is improving your actual disaster recovery plan, that is a success in itself. Another important element is that test participants should not be allowed to cheat, if you will. Test conditions must be as close as possible to an unscheduled interruption or disruptive event. By cheating, what we mean here is participants taking shortcuts or bringing or gaining access to items they would not necessarily have with them in the event of an unplanned disaster or a disaster. People don't typically walk around with pre-configured drives or little cheats like that, procedures or scripts stored on a USB device and such. We are trying to keep the test as real as possible because, again, in a real disaster, people would not necessarily have access to these little cheats. And furthermore, the same people may not be, the knowledgeable people may not be available. So procedures are really what we are relying on to make sure that we can recover. And that's what we are really truly testing. A good test also allows us to measure at which degree our change management process fully takes into account the impact of changes on disaster recovery procedures in the plan itself. We see that too often where a change management that is not stringent enough will allow a number of changes to take place without necessarily being as documented or well documented or taking into consideration the impact on the disaster recovery procedures. And this is typically how a disaster recovery plan falls out of currency, if you will. With the understanding that it is sometimes difficult to create an environment that is suitable for disaster recovery testing, there are a few technologies out there that you can leverage for DR testing, and these technologies are becoming more and more popular and in fact implemented in various environments. We can take full advantage of these technologies, and we'll talk about them in a second. With the understanding that it is not always possible to create an environment that is suitable for disaster recovery testing, we obviously cannot use our production environments without being disruptive. There are some technology options out there that can help us, that we can leverage to test disaster recovery. In fact, a lot of these technologies are already implemented in many production environments. Let's talk about this. The first one is probably server virtualization or system virtualization, whichever way you want to put it, such as VMware on Intel or DLPAR or Dynamic Logical Partitioning on AIX. These allow you to create a disaster testing environment without actually purchasing or having to purchase additional equipment or come up with test equipment, maybe disrupt your test environment or your dev environment. So it also keeps you from spending to create disaster recovery environments. You can utilize existing assets. Virtualization is probably one of the most suitable technology to help you with disaster recovery testing. Virtualization, such as server virtualization, such as VMware on Intel or DLPAR or Dynamic Logical Partitioning on AIX, allow you to create a suitable disaster recovery testing environment without actually having to purchase or acquire additional hardware or disrupt any of your production environments. Backup to disk enhanced with remote replication can also provide a data set from which you can restore without actually having to recall hundreds or even thousands of tape volumes from the vault. So it really allows you to use a copy of your backups already on disk to conduct a disaster recovery test. Of course, when we're talking about technology, it only addresses a certain aspect of your disaster recovery test. Remember that in the beginning we talked about testing the procedures, the documented procedures, the plan itself, the escalation procedure. These are equally important. We mentioned at the beginning of this session that testing was not only about restoring data. So of course when we are looking at this technology, it only addresses one aspect of our disaster recovery test. Well, that's it. I hope this provided some interesting information. Thank you for listening. Again, this is Pierre Dorian, Senior Business Continuity Consultant with Mainland Information Systems in Phoenix, Arizona.